At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Real takes over fake debates.
And we are live as we talk about Sean Webb, Real Takes Over Fake Debates. Sean, how you doing? So something happened today where two things. One, the GOAT, in your term, but the GOAT for me. He finally got ownership. And then also Jerry Jones showed why you called him the Kanye West of owners. But let's hit the Tom Brady story first, because that'll be quick. Because I feel like once you hear what Jerry Jones did, I feel like your opinion is going to be very strong of it. But you calling him the Kanye West of owners, he led up to expectation. He did not let you down. But let's go to Tom Brady first real quick. Seven-time Super Bowl champion, the GOAT back, takes a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders, and it was approved by the league today. So what are your reactions to Tom Brady being a mini owner of the Raiders?
Not surprised. I mean, this has basically been in the works since, you know, early 2023. Mm-hmm. It's just there was some concerns, I think, from the league and from the league, the governors of the league, about, mm-hmm. you know, the valuation of what he was going to be paying for the ownership stake, which I believe is about 5%, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So there was that. And then also, you know, again, once he took the broadcasting job with Fox, you know, that could create major conflicts, which, again, there are going to be some things in place for Tom Brady, who, as we, if we're being very honest, he's not very good as a broadcaster. Let's just be honest.
Just go ahead and be on one of the team.
Let's just be honest. Now, I think part of the reason why he was interested in ownership stake in the Raiders is because he was getting $375 million from Fox over mm-hmm. the next 6 years. So when you know you're getting that money, or presumed to get that money, then you know, you're a little more willing to, you know, part with some of your grand fortune mm-hmm. to write that big check to get the ownership stake in the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And also is a minority owner in the Vegas Aces as well. So you know, not surprising it happened. Mm-hmm. I think again, what's going to be interesting now that it's official and it's been officially approved, is now, as difficult as it is to listen to Tom Brady provide analysis, it's going to get even more limited in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, his ability. He can't attend production meetings in person or virtually. He can't have access to team facilities or players and coaching personnel. Mm-hmm. He can broadcast Raider games, but he also has to abide by, you know, the league's constitution and bylaws that do not allow for public criticism of officials or other clubs. So, you know, So, I mean, there's some things there. And again, Fox knew that this was probably a possibility, you know, for someone who frankly wasn't very good starting out anyway. Now you're basically tying, you know, one hand behind his back and asking him to, you know, be the number one, you know, analyst on your
it might actually help with those terms, because now I can, like, maybe a limited thing to talk about, maybe he can lock in and do the job good, because it'd be like, it's only like three words you can really say, so you can't mess it up now. You can't do a bad job now, you know.
Right. But again, part of analysis is you want to be able to say, yeah, that's not a very good call by the officials. He can't say that now, because that's publicly criticizing the officials. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, mm-hmm. so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't know if they're going to give him certain stock terms to use. Mm-hmm. And maybe nobody wants to hear that. You know, part of, you know, you know, this SB as a fan of sports and games, part of the game is listening to real analysis and guys really giving mm-hmm. the unbiased take on, you know, what is happening on the field or on the court. So, you know, you would hope that, you know, he could do that, but it just seems given the very restricted access that he'll have. You know, it's, I mean, it's going to be a very, very
it's going to be tough for him.
It's going to be very, very tough. And I just, again, I don't know. And again, for the amount that Fox is paying him, is it going to be worth it just to say, oh, we have Tom Brady calling games when he's not going to be able to really, again, provide that in-depth analysis given the restrictions?
I don't think it'd be worth it either because of the point of, like you said, is like Tom Brady was still trying to figure it out himself. And he wasn't really, he was iffy, right, doing it. So now you've limited him where he can't really have no opinion on nothing. He just literally had to be, oh, it could be a clear bad call. He can't say nothing about it. But also, I want the people who see Tom Brady, minority owner, or because, you know, some people don't look at the keyword minority owner of the Raiders. They just going to think Tom Brady, everything the Raiders do wrong or right, you're going to try to credit him or bash Tom Brady. He ain't going to have that much control. Honestly, he probably going to be more of like a face that they just use and be like, hey, Tom Brady's part of the team. You know how they always have like those certain guys, like when Jay-Z was with the Nets or, you know, something like that. Like he's a minority owner. He's part of the staff. They might use Tom Brady for his football wits to see what they could do to improve the team and make him better. Obviously, he's going to have some type of say-so or opinion on that. But the end-all, be-all, Tom Brady ain't going to have too much say. So you only own 5%? You said 5% of the thing?
I want to say it's 5%. I want to say it's like 5%. It may be 10%, but I think it's 5.
But it ain't big enough where he can make an end-all, be-all decision on what the team going to have going on at all. I feel like his wisdom and his word will be highly respected, and they will definitely listen to it because it's Tom Brady. You know, we got to listen to the greatest quarterback of all time. But he still ain't the true owner of the Raiders. So I don't want people to have that mindset of overpraising or bashing Brady. Trust me, he ain't gonna have too much say so. And is 10% just owning 10% of the team really worth getting rid of that big contract you're getting rid of Fox of a chance of losing it? Because I don't think like 10% ain't really worth it with a team for me.
I mean, I think this SB, I think it will be interesting to see. And again, whether I think Fox is going to be based on the results of, you know, not just him becoming a minority owner, but also with the results of how their broadcasts are going to be now. Mm-hmm. Because again, they get the number one game a week. He, Kevin Burkhardt, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi, they get the number one broadcast every week. How's it going to go down if the broadcast just isn't clicking? Is it working well because your analyst can't analyze because of restricted access? So will they consider, you know, finding another way to, you know, use, you know, Brady? Will they think about, you know, the potential of, you know, maybe, I don't know, moving him in studio, you know, things of that nature? You know, because the studio guys aren't necessarily going out and meeting with the teams and all that stuff. So, you know, will Fox find, you know, will they create another show, a different show? Right? You know, so again, I think it's the people at Fox and who run Fox Sports that, you know, they understood that this was a possibility. And again, I think they're going to use this season, the rest of this season, as kind of a litmus for what, you know, that that broadcast sounds like. But I think if it's not hitting and it's not resonating because of the restrictions, I think they're going to have to make some decisions. Because again, you know, the last thing you want is people to turn off the game because the broadcast sucks.
Oh, they do. Y'all better than me. I mean, they ain't better than me because I mute the TV in a heartbeat. I watch games because I can't just, but I watched the game on mute before and I will do it again. And sometimes I'm not going to lie, Sean, depending on who you watch on the broadcast booth, the game is actually better on mute than it is listening to people that's terrible in the broadcast booth, or you listen to a biased guy in a broadcast booth. No, I don't watch it. You honestly might see the game a little more different than you do listen to people for the broadcast booth. But to see something a little differently, Sean, your guy, Jerry Jones, the Kanye West of owners. Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, lashes out at a host of a Dallas radio show. It was the Dallas radio show was 10:05.3 The Fan. Tuesday morning, he lashed out, threatened to have him replay as he remained in a combative mood following his team's worst home loss since he became the owner in 1989. It was a BTA beating, obviously talking about the Lions. Jones, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, the Cowboys president and general manager, always announced that he makes the team's personal and business moves. And laughed when he began the interview by pointing out that the latest loss following on his 82nd birthday. But when asked on 105.3 The Score, The Fan about his offseason efforts, his patience grew thin. So, Sean, I'm going to let you watch the clip. I'm going to play the whole thing. I'm going to play like a minute of it. And I want to hear your reaction after.
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. Let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years, okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are. Or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay? Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen, let me tell you what I'll do.
That was Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan lashing out at the radio hopes. Sean, what is your reaction?
Unsurprised. You know, so I think the thing in society oftentimes that happens when somebody becomes really wealthy and really famous from that wealth, mm-hmm. and Jerry Jones is wealthy. And he is famous because he is the owner of the most visible NFL team. And he's a big part of why that team is so visible. Is they often reach the place where they think because they have attained a certain power and stature that people are actually beneath them. When he says, I can get somebody else to ask me these questions, he is essentially saying, if you're not going to play the way I want you to play, when I come on this radio show, I will replace you. Now, let me preface this by saying, as much as we clown the Dallas Cowboys, and we do clown the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys are and have not been completely terrible.
No.
They have not been. The problem with the Dallas Cowboys, when you look at that team, just overarching and the overreaching problem with that team, is there's no separation between owner, GM, president, coach, mm-hmm. caterer, penis measurer. Like, there's no separation between that.
Did you say penis measure?
Yes.
Hey, that straight was crazy. But go ahead. I called that straight crazy. I'm like, whoa. Which Jerry still ain't really explained that either. That was wild. But go ahead. No. I'm sorry. But that threw me off. But go ahead.
No. There's no separation. So if a guy goes on a radio show and is talking, is he talking as the owner? Is he talking as the GM? Is he talking as the president? What is he talking as? That to me was, and again, we said this many multiple times, SB, if Jerry Jones were just the GM, Jerry Jones would have been fired a long time ago.
Oh, 100%.
Jerry Jones is only the GM of the Dallas Cowboys because he is his own boss.
Mm-hmm.
There's no checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
Who go check him? His kids?
Mm. They better not. They get fired too.
Right. You know, so that's what I'm saying. So this is someone who, and if we're also being very honest, SB, Jerry Jones is probably the most powerful person in the NFL. And he knows it.
Yeah.
He wields a lot of power in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And
he is the owner. He's like one of those the owners.
Where I give him credit is he has helped take the league's visibility up a great deal since taking over as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he has helped the league grow the revenue and the stature. I'm not disputing that at all.
You can't argue that. You can't take that from him. He got that in the bag.
Right, but that's a completely separate thing. We are talking about how you are running your particular organization and why your particular organization is falling short. And the other piece of it is, SB, is Jerry Jones does this to himself. Because here's the thing, and I know this sounds crazy, Jerry Jones doesn't have to talk. He's the owner.
He don't.
He's the GM. He don't have to talk. How many owners and GMs do you see talk every week during the season?
Only Jerry Jones, really.
Only Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Most of your owners, their visibility is you'll see them at games. You'll see them at a major press conference. If there's a major move, you know, coaching, front office, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, but generally speaking, they are generally kind of out of the way because they allow their football people to be football people and do what they do. Jerry Jones wants to be a football man too. And that is the problem with the Dallas Cowboys is the owner wants to be a football man too. But the football decisions you've made haven't always been in the best interest of your team.
Yep.
Right.
Or the things you say ain't being the best interest of your team.
When you say we're all in, the general thought if you hear the owner of your favorite franchise, the general manager of your favorite franchise say we're all in, what's that mean to you, SB?
We're going to do whatever we got to do to get a Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever checks we got to write, whatever we got to do to rework contracts to go out here and load up.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys spent $8 million in free agency this offseason.
Running game is terrible, and all you have to do is get Derrick Henry fixed.
And again, I don't know if Derrick Henry necessarily fixes everything because they got all issues on the offensive line too. But we do believe Derrick Henry, clearly based on what we're seeing from that he still has in the tank, would have been an upgrade from bringing back Zeke and Rico Dowdell, who sounds like he should be, you know, running a strip club somewhere. And like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I just think the problem is where is the accountability? Where is the thing you say, you know what? I have not put our franchise in the best position. That's on me. And he's not said that.
No, he ain't going to say that.
And he's not going to say that because, again, owner, GM, president, and all the other titles that we mentioned, which one are you when you're talking?
We don't know. And then also the other problem that comes into play, too, is like, when you go on a radio show, at the point in time where you go on the radio show or any show, if something bad just happened, obviously they're going to talk about it. Like right now, the team defense is terrible. You just got blew out at home. The team does not look good at home. Jerry Jones, you talking about some, you're not going to throw all the good in the dishwater and just talk about the bad. Right now, it's nothing good about the Dallas Cowboys right now. Only thing that good happened for Dallas this year, in my opinion, if you could tell me something else that happened good with Dallas, is that got paid and CeeDee Lamb got paid. besides that, I don't see nothing else that's glaring to talk about that's good that happened with the Dallas Cowboys this year. The defense is terrible. The offensive line is not good. The how y'all play at home in Jerry World is not good. What is there good to talk about? It's so you mad at this guy for doing his job because now you are the owner and you are the owner, GM, measurer, whatever, offensive coordinator, coach. You need to pick what hat you want to put on when you want to talk to people. But the reality of the fact is you can't put a hat on and change the fact that you are the owner. You have direct source, direct ability to change any and everything with the Dallas Cowboys because you got your fingerprint on everything. So for this host who probably was just asking you, why about what happened with this bad blowout loss? Why the defense can't get it together? Why the run game don't get it together? You know, you didn't spend no money. Maybe you could have got Derrick Henry. How can you get mad about that? Because, Jerry, what good did the Dallas Cowboys do this year? And if it's something besides Dak and CeeDee Lamb getting signed, it's not as glaring as the problems going on with the team. And when you are a GM, this the type of stuff you're going to get asked when a team is going bad. But you know what's different from you, Jerry, and a regular GM who's in your position, who doing their job this bad? You would have been on the hot seat. And the other part of the question is, do you still think you're going to have this job next season for this team? And 8 times out of 10 with the job that you've done, the answer will be no. You will probably be fired. Or you wouldn't even be on air to talk about the job because you would have already been gone. And that's it, Jerry. I don't know. But I don't like that he did this to the radio host, though, sure. I feel like at the end of the day, you go on a radio show, anybody, even people who are going to come on our podcast, if it's something negative going on, the questions, unless you say before then, unless it's something like glaringly bad, like off the sport wise, we can avoid talking about it. But if especially something about whatever sport you are in or doing, if it's a bad question or your team doing bad, or you might, I'm going to ask, like, hey, man, you know, you've been in a shooting slump recently. What's going on? Why? Why do you think? What can you do to improve the shooting slump? It ain't like dude was on his air saying that Jerry Jones, you a trash owner, trash GM. The team suck. I know he wasn't talking like that, not on a professional radio station. It's not any regular YouTube live podcast. There wasn't no cursing and all that. So I feel like this type of energy that he brought to this host was very unnecessary, Sean.
And again, I think what it's saying is there was a situation a few years ago, and I say a few years ago, it was probably more like 10 plus years ago. D.L. Hughley was hosting a local radio show in L.A. Mm-hmm. And he has Bill Cosby come on the show.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Now, this is before all of the stuff came out and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And D.L. Hughley has told his story. He does the interview. And he asked him certain questions. And again, it's D.L. Hughley's a straight shooter. He is not one to mince words or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were pre-taping the interview, so it wasn't even a live interview. No. And so basically after the interview was done, Cosby was not pleased with D.L. Hughley and with the interview. And not even 5 minutes after getting off the phone, they're getting calls from upstairs basically saying they can't air the interview. Wow. Right? There are some people who wield that much power. What Jerry Jones did today, for me, is akin to that. It's basically saying, I have this much power, and if I don't want you all on the air, I will get you off the air.
That's crazy.
Now, again, I don't know 105.3, the Fan, that's a local station in Dallas, in the Dallas area, but I would gather if the program director, you know, or again, if they're under I don't know if they're under a Radio One or Cox or any, you know, ESPN or whoever, if they get a phone call from Jerry Jones or one of Jerry Jones' people and they want those people removed or they want something done to those people, it could be done.
It could be, yeah.
Right. So, and again, I'm not saying it's going to be. I don't know. I'm saying that it's not uncommon that something, there's repercussions for when someone says something like that. Yeah. And again, the problem is, SB, and you mentioned this, these guys were merely just doing their job. Their job is to ask questions, and sometimes the questions aren't going to be pleasant.
Mm-hmm. It's, right. And the show is called The Fan, so I guarantee they're asking questions that fans want to answer to.
Right. And again, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you want to hear from the person who has who consistently runs their mouth after every game, every Tuesday on the radio, anytime a camera's on, they always got something to say. You want to hear from them some real truth. The real truth is, I did not do the job that I should have done to put this team in position to be more competitive than it has been. That's on me.
That's true.
And he hasn't done that. And I, and SB, to your point, I don't think he will do that.
Mm-mm. I don't think he is either.
And that's the issue. I don't want to hear we had to pay CeeDee Lamb. You could have paid CeeDee Lamb a year earlier. You chose not to.
And that is on him.
That's on you. You could have taken Dak, care of Dak before that. You had to pay Dak.
And that's on you.
That's on you. You could have been more aggressive in saying, hey, let's, because again, as we always talk about, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Mm-hmm. Could have paid them earlier and cheaper.
Right. So you're going to be in the same position with Micah Parsons here soon. So my point is this is how it works. This is how the business of the league works. Get out in front of it before it becomes too much of an issue so you can fill out the rest of your team. There's a team in your very division that gets out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they're able to go get Saquon Barkley.
Come on now. Come on now.
So I'm just saying, I don't want to, nobody wants to hear, well, we didn't have the money or we just didn't know. This is your job.
And this is your team.
And this is your team.
We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that.
And this is the job that you tell everybody that you're so great at that you will never, ever step down and you will never, ever hire a GM to come in and do it because nobody can do it better than you, according to you.
Allegedly to him.
And I'm saying according to him. We know there are people who can do it better. We've seen people who've done it better. Mm-hmm. But according to him, nobody can do it better. So, you know, that's why he's not going to do it. So all I'm saying, SB, is I think what he did today was in terrible taste, but not all that surprising. And again, it sounded like somebody who is getting time for you to say, you know what? I need to hand this over and gear to ride my twilight years out. But arrogance ain't going to let him do that. Oh, ego is not going to let him do that.
No, he ain't going to do that. Mm-mm. He ain't going to do that. He ain't going to do that. Jerry ain't going to do that at all. But let us know how you guys feel about Jerry Jones last night at the radio host. And then how you, if you're a Cowboys fan, let me know how you feel about your Cowboys in general. This has been another bonus episode from SB and Sean Webb. We appreciate you guys listening. We see you guys are listening to shows on all platforms. We definitely appreciate and love it. And obviously, if you're on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, go to YouTube so you get the video episode. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, go to Apple, Spotify, iHeart, type in Real Takes Over Fake Debates, and you will see that lovely logo right here with the fire and ice right there. And click on it and join both of them. We need to get everybody together all in one. This is SB Talk Sports, Sean Webb. And we are out of here.
Peace.